I am just 20. When I found out I was pregnant, it hit me hard just because I was in the middle of finishing college. I had 2 semesters to go, so I had to put that to a stop and work for the meantime so that I could have income to feed my son because his father left. So it was all on me. I'm working like 12-hour shifts, so I leave my son sleeping, and then when I come back, he's already sleeping, so I don't really get to spend much time with him except for the weekends. When my son was just first born, I felt like I had baby blues. I didn't want to be with him. I didn't want to talk to him. Sometimes I was even scared of holding him. I have this nurse that does home visits. She sees his baby's okay. She asks me if I'm okay. We do some tests to see if my baby is developing good. I had my nurse talk to me and she was like, you're gonna do okay. And he only has you right now. So it just was like, okay, so well, he only has me, that's true. So I have to show him that he only has me. If you're not there with him, he's gonna feel like he's alone. Then she told me, start singing to your kid, start reading him books. She was like, play with your kid and you're gonna see the difference. So now we play with each other. I bought him this little ball, so we throw the ball through each other and he kind of throws it back and he just starts to laugh with me. And it's a big difference because I would never do that with my son. I would never sit down and play with him or read a book. But now at least at nighttime, I actually read him a book and then I place him in his crib. It's amazing because I get to see the smile in his face. And that's the thing that motivates me. It's like, I can keep doing this. I can keep working just for you. I want him to be proud of me. I want to finish school, college. So when he sees that I accomplished that without his dad, I did it just for him to show that just by having him, it was always something that motivated me to finish school.